USA News, I'm Lance Pry. First Citizens Bank Shares Incorporated, one of the nation's largest regional banks, is buying big pieces of Silicon Valley Bank more than 2 weeks after the lender's collapse. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, said First Citizens is acquiring all of Silicon Valley's bank deposits, loans, and branches, which will open this morning under new ownership. Not every member of Congress thinks TikTok should be banned.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is defending TikTok as calls to ban the app grow louder. She posted her first TikTok video speaking in support of the app, saying the U.S. should be strengthening data protection laws, not banning social media apps.
Our first priority should be in protecting your ability to exist without social media companies harvesting and commodifying every single piece of data about you, without you, and without your consent.
AOC said the U.S. is one of a few developed countries without significant data or privacy protection laws. Both Republicans and Democrats blasted the head of the Chinese-owned company during a congressional hearing last week looking into national security concerns. I'm John Schaefer.
Former President Trump at a rally in Waco, Texas, claims America's biggest threats are not from outside the country.
I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department.
After a night of mass demonstrations across Israel, the country's prime minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is expected to announce this morning he is suspending the judicial overhaul legislation. More than 100,000 Israeli protesters blocked Tel Aviv's main highway for hours last night, and thousands more demonstrated in front of Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem and in other cities across the country. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Final Four is set with several new faces.
Three teams head to Houston, making their first appearance in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament's National Semis. San Diego State edged Creighton, while Miami defeated Texas for their spot in the Final Four. The Hurricanes' Jordan Miller led a team effort with 27 points.
Yeah, no one wanted to go home. We played, we came together, we stuck together, we showed really good perseverance, and the will to just want to get there.
Audio from CBS Sports. The other newcomer, Florida Atlantic, will face San Diego State. It's UConn's first Final Four since 2014. I'm Jerry Barmash.
NORAD launched aircraft to investigate a balloon over Texas.
The North American Aerospace Defense Command confirms it launched aircraft to investigate an object that was spotted flying over the state of Texas Saturday. The NORAD aircraft intercepted the object over south central Texas and determined it was likely a hobbyist balloon and posed no military or safety threat. It follows a series of incidents involving balloons after the downing of a Chinese spy balloon off the South Carolina coast last month. I'm Dave Collins.
With residents of Mississippi and portions of Alabama recovering from the damage sustained in deadly tornadoes over the weekend, more severe weather is occurring across the southeast. The National Weather Service issued a high-risk outlook for excessive rainfall in Alabama, Georgia through Monday morning, including parts of Atlanta. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.